Passage 2. Most kids are much better than their parents at programming the video or setting up the new computer. Almost certainly they can beat mom and dad at video games. And they probably think they are smarter than their parents. But here's the surprise. Those kids may be right. If IQ tests tell us anything at all, today's young people really are smarter than their parents. Studies from numerous countries suggest that IQ scores have been rising fast since at least the 1950s. Enough to mean that someone with an IQ classed as average then could be labeled as having low intelligence today. Humans, it seems, are getting cleverer and cleverer with each passing generation. But not so fast. There's a serious argument among psychologists over just what the upward trend in IQ scores really means. Some researchers argue that we're not getting more intelligent overall, just getting better at a particular sort of problem solving. Others, though, say they have found echoes of rising IQ scores in real-world measures of intelligence. A study last year analyzed a basket of indicators, including scientific productivity and performance in intellectual games such as chess and bridge. Admittedly, none of the measures taken alone is compelling evidence of a rise in intelligence. An increase in scientific productivity, for example, could simply reflect the fact that scientists are under ever-increasing pressure to publish papers. And some measures, such as the number of patents awarded, did not show clear trends. Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30.
What is the speaker mainly talking about? What do studies from some countries suggest? 32. What message does the number of patents awarded convey?